Again, enormous breaking news with us on Get Up this morning. Tom Brady announcing on social media that he is leaving the New England Patriots and continuing his football journey elsewhere. The question is, where might that be? We'll go in search of the answer, and we will have, among others, Rex Ryan, Stephen A. Smith, and a live visit to Foxborough again for the latest as we continue. Stay with us. It's Get Up on ESPN.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with GEICO on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
We are back on Get Up on ESPN with the huge breaking news from this morning. Tom Brady has posted on social media that he will be leaving the New England Patriots. Tomorrow he becomes an unrestricted free agent. He says he will continue his football journey elsewhere. He had some posts on social media this morning that we can show you here and read a little bit of it. He wrote, "To all my teammates, coaches, executives, and staff, Coach Belichick, RKK, which is Mr. Kraft, Robert Kraft, and the Kraft family and the entire organization, I want to say thank you for the past 20 years of my life and the daily commitment to winning and creating a winning culture built on great values. I'm grateful for all that you have taught me. I've learned from everyone. You all have allowed me to maximize my potential, and that is all a player can ever hope for. Everything we have accomplished brings me great joy, and the lessons I have learned will carry on with me forever. I couldn't be the man I am today without the relationships you have allowed me to build with you. I've benefited from all you have given me. I cherished every opportunity I had to be a part of our team, and I love you all for that. Our team has always set a great standard in pro sports, and I know it will continue to do just that. Although my football journey will take place elsewhere, I appreciate everything that we have achieved and am grateful for our incredible team accomplishments. I have been privileged to have had the opportunity to know each and every one of you and to have the memories we've created together." Again, I think the most important phrase in there is that he says his football journey will take place elsewhere, which suggests, as he has said all along, he has no intention of retiring. He's going somewhere else. No coach in the NFL coached more games against Tom Brady than our Rex Ryan, who joins us right now on the phone during his time with both the Jets and the Bills. Rex, what is your reaction? Tom Brady makes it official. He's leaving New England.
Yeah, you know what? It's not that I'm stunned, but in a way I am stunned. And the reason I say that is this is the guy. Like, when you think of the New England Patriots for the next 100 years, you're going to think of Tom Brady, and rightfully so. It's the best player that's ever played the game. And for him to be leaving this organization, it's just amazing to me. So that's my first thought about it.
Yeah, what can you say about the last couple of years? I mean, we sit here talking about wondering whether his skills have diminished, and it's fair to do so at the age of 42. But this is a guy who led his team to a Super Bowl championship 14 months ago. So it's not as though he's that far removed from playing well enough to win the whole thing. Where do you think Tom Brady is right now?
I still think Tom Brady is one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. And his situation, guys, he put his team in the playoffs. If they beat Miami the last week of the regular season, they're the number two seed. That speaks volumes. Yes, they played well on defense, but offensively, they had Tom Brady and, that's right, nobody else. So no offensive line, no receivers. I'm telling you, it was a mess, and yet he still led his team. And so to me, that's what he still brings to the table out there, to the team that's going to sign him. So I think Tom Brady is still a terrific quarterback, and I think it's a huge mistake for New England. And I can say this, every single team in the AFC East right now thinks they have a chance of winning, and that's not the case back in the day. Yeah, I believe I'd win, But that the other teams, no way in heck they believe they'd beat the Patriots with Tom Brady. So to me, no Tom Brady, New England, you're just like everybody else now.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills might be the first place we'd look at that after they make the big acquisition of the receiver Stephon Diggs yesterday. But let's talk for a moment about the Patriots. You have sat here on our show all season long and talked about how bereft they are of weapons and how candidly average or below that their talent is, and they are the oldest team in the National Football League. So what should they do at quarterback now, and what do you think is a realistic expectation for the Patriots next year?
Well, I think the Patriots are going to get, they're going to be like everybody else. So their expectations are going to be, we'll see what happens. As far as a quarterback, who's going to go there? It could be anybody. Is it Teddy Bridgewater? He's a game manager type guy. It's whoever it is, it ain't going to be close. It's not going to be the same. And so, to me, do they start over? Do they try to draft the guy? Who knows? But I can tell you this. I don't think they realize how huge a loss this is going to be. You know, it's easy to dismiss, well, Tom Brady's getting older. He's all this and that. Yeah, he was still the best player you had on offense. So, to me, I'm excited to see the demise of the Patriots, so to speak. Because, look, I coach, you're right. You, Greeny, you had talked about that I've coached against Belichick more than anybody else, that's ever coached against him. And is he the best coach that's ever laced him up? Yes, he is. But I'm going to tell you this. If he doesn't have Tom Brady, I faced Belichick one game without Tom Brady at quarterback. All right. And they were 3-0 at the time. We ended up going to Foxborough with the Buffalo Bills team, an average Buffalo Bills team. And not only did we beat them, we shut them out 18-0. Does it make a difference? It makes a huge difference, and they're getting ready to find out.
All right, Rex, thank you for your perspective. Again, Rex coached against Tom Brady 16 times in his career. No head coach faced Brady more times. And so the questions now, at least one part of them, have been answered. Brady is leaving New England. The question is, where does he go from here? Laura.
All right, as we continue to dissect this breaking news, we bring in our NFL reporter, Dan Graziano. And when you look at this, Dan, what do you think is important for Tom Brady? Because so many have had varying answers there. Maybe it's not winning a Super Bowl. Maybe it is. What are your thoughts on what he will be looking for in his new destination?
Yeah, Laura, obviously winning Super Bowls is important to Tom Brady. No one's done it more. But I've been told throughout this process not to overestimate that as the strongest factor in his ultimate decision here. I think you heard Adam Schefter mention this earlier in the show. But, you know, think about where he wants to live. Think about where he and his family want to live. So you're seeing the contenders kind of come into focus. Tampa Bay is making a strong push. We know we've been told several times over the last couple of days, don't rule out the LA Chargers. I've been told several times over the last couple of days not to rule out the Miami Dolphins. You know, this is a coach that he knows in Brian Flores, and obviously they've made a lot of moves yesterday to strengthen their team. They have 3 first-round picks, and it's a place where Tom Brady and his family might want to go live. So I think there are a lot of factors at play here. This guy's done a lot of winning and done a lot of performing in front of big crowds and knows the feeling of all of that. And whatever his priorities are at this point, I believe he feels he's earned the right to them.
Yeah, as it relates to the Dolphins with those first-round picks, you wonder if they could grab some weapons in the draft to maybe help Brady offensively. Let's talk about the Patriots, though, Graziano, because at this point, they may be wondering who their next quarterback is. Do you think it's Jarrett Stidham, or do they try and go out in the market and get somebody else?
I don't think they go into the season with Jarrett Stidham as the unquestioned starter. I think they will add someone. But when you look at how Bill Belichick and the Patriots do business, it's important to remember it's always about finding the best value. Even Brady is an example of that. He was a 6th-round pick that became the best quarterback of all time. That is the ultimate example of value. So I would expect, and I could be surprised, I could trade for someone today. I would expect Bill Belichick and the Patriots to sort of wait out this very intriguing quarterback market and see who among among the guys that they like whose price drops. You know, I don't know that they'll get into a bidding war for Teddy Bridgewater. I think, you know, that might be an option for them. But, you know, we've heard Andy Dalton suggested, a guy who's available in trade. He could be someone that appeals to them. Nick Foles in Jacksonville, a guy who just recently beat them in a Super Bowl. He's available in trade. So, and then, you know, who knows if the price drops far enough on someone like a Jameis Winston or a Cam Newton, and that's the guy that appeals to Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels, they could make a move like that. So true to their character, I would expect the Patriots to be patient and wait this out.
Yeah, some fascinating options there in this particular free agent market for quarterbacks. Thanks so much, Dan Graziano. Greeny, we continue our Tom Brady coverage here on Get Up.
Yes, I can tell you that coming up next, we will go live to Foxborough. Mike Reese will join us from there. He has spoken to Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, and Kraft has met with Brady. We will have all the details on that as we continue in just a moment. Plus, Stephen A. Smith will join us as well. The news is huge today. Tom Brady leaving New England. We'll be right back.
GEICO has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere. Which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
We're back. Get Up on ESPN with enormous breaking news this morning. Tom Brady announcing on social media that he is leaving New England after 20 seasons, 9 Super Bowl appearances, and 6 championships. Tom Brady says his football journey will continue elsewhere. And just a quick note that Hembo just sent me. There has never been an NFL game in which 2 quarterbacks, 40 years old or older, started against each other. If he does wind up in Tampa, that could happen twice if he faces Drew Brees. But, of course, that's all in front of us. Let's deal with what we're dealing with right now. Mike Reese is our Patriots reporter. I'm told he has spoken to the owner of the team. Mike, what did Robert Kraft tell you?
Well, moments ago, Greeny, I got off the phone with Robert Kraft, and the picture of how this came together behind the scenes is now coming into focus. This is what he told me. Tommy initiated contact last night and came over. We had a positive, respectful discussion. It's not the way I want it to end, but I want him to do what is in his best personal interest. After 20 years with us, he has earned that right. I love him like a son. Greeny, I asked Robert Kraft how he would describe his emotions. He used one word, sad.
He had said recently, the quote I'd seen, that he really hoped that either Brady would come back or that he would retire. It seems that neither of those will happen here. And many of us wondered what role, if any, Kraft would play in trying to bring Brady back. What do we know about that, Mike? What do we know about any way in which Robert Kraft tried actively to convince Brady and maybe working with Bill Belichick for Brady to come back this season?
Greeny, he was very hands-off throughout the whole process. As I understand it, his feeling was is if this was going to happen, it had to be worked out between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in this sense. They had to want to be together. Tom Brady had to want to come back to the Patriots. Bill Belichick had to want Tom Brady back. And by stepping off to the side, you could almost make the comparison to 2001. You know, Robert Kraft, he was heartbroken when Drew Bledsoe was replaced by the young up-and-coming Tom Brady, but he stepped off to the side and let Bill Belichick make that call, saying he's much more qualified to make that call than he is.
And so you are there, and I mean, we can see the backdrop. You're at the Patriots facility right now, and I'm sure reaction will go across there and move forward. What do you expect the next moves to be from the Patriots as they figure out what, if anything, they're going to do at the quarterback position?
I think it'll be a wait and see, Greeny. You know, look, this is a chance for a financial reset for them. They're going to have a dead cap charge of $13.5 million for Tom Brady on their cap, even though he's not going to be on the roster. So you have 2 young quarterbacks on the roster, Jarrett Stidham, a 4th-round pick last year. And I will say, he made a very positive impression on the Patriots. He didn't miss a practice all year. And one thing he has is mobility, which in today's game is, you know, something that you see from quarterbacks that the Patriots haven't really had with Tom Brady. But he's very much still an unknown. You don't know what you have there until you put them out there and do it. But they'll take a long, hard look, as I understand it, at Jarrett Stidham. They like what they've seen so far, and they'll proceed cautiously, Greeny, because financially, they're up against it. This is not the type of team that can go out and go to a mid-veteran, you know, mid-level veteran financially. They just don't have the space right now to do that.
All right, Mike Reese, outstanding work there, and we will continue to come to you all day long, again, with the huge news from Foxborough that Tom Brady announces his days as a New England Patriot are over. The questions now, obviously, are as numerous as the answers. Where does he go, and what do the Patriots do from here? We will continue to go in search of those answers as we continue this morning here on Get Up. Stephen A. Smith will join us with his reaction, among other things, as we continue in just a moment. You're watching Get Up on ESPN.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
We're back on Get Up, and if you're just joining us on ESPN, enormous breaking news from the National Football League. It is not a surprise, and yet it still does sound somewhat shocking to say. Tom Brady has announced he will be leaving the New England Patriots, posting on social media that his football journey will continue elsewhere. His words, and so the questions now abound. Who do the Patriots turn to replace him, and where does Tom Brady go from here? They'll certainly be talking about that extensively on First Take, which starts in 9 minutes with Max Kellerman here and Stephen A. Smith there. Steve, I'll give you the first word. What is your first, when we first saw this come out, what was your first reaction? Tom Brady makes it official. He's leaving the Pats.
Well, my first reaction was sadness. You were hoping that it would work out with the New England Patriots, because obviously I'm very fond of Mr. Kraft, and the New England Patriots are an elite organization. But the reality is that when you've been a superstar, when you've been the face of a franchise, when you've delivered 6 Super Bowl championships and you've been to 9 Super Bowls, and you're treated like you're just another player, at least in your eyes, that's problematic. And, you know, it just speaks to no matter what level of greatness you acquire or what have you, there are some people you run across that are incredibly pragmatic, and they're devoid of the emotion and sometimes the respect necessary to a superstar of his stature. I believe that if Tom Brady felt that he was treated better by Bill Belichick, if he felt that he was valued a bit more by Bill Belichick, I don't believe this decision would have happened. I don't know Tom Brady, never spoke to Tom Brady, but just looking on the outside, from the outside, that's what I walk away with, thinking that if he was a superstar that was valued and treated like one throughout his latter years with New England under Bill Belichick, I don't think that he would have departed. I think he would have retired a Patriot.
Max, what do you think?
I don't think it's important for him to retire a Patriot. This is the way of the NFL. Joe Montana went to Kansas City, got to an AFC championship game, by the way. And you know, I'm a Yankees fan, huge Yankees fan. I'm glad Jeter retired in pinstripes. He cost the Yankees a trip to the playoffs his last season. They batted him second and played him at shortstop. Kobe Bryant, the late, great Kobe Bryant, got a contract at the end where he barely ever got on the court in any way. The Lakers were very bad. And Tom Brady's been in actual steep decline year over year for 2 years now. The last year, when they won the Super Bowl, the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history, where they rode the defense in the running game. In fact, Brady had severely slipped by all the underlying metrics, not to mention the eyeball test, from the previous year, where he was still all-world great. And then this year, he was worse than last year. So Belichick had a succession plan in place. Brady did an end-around to Kraft, meaning Brady was respected at the end. He got an extra little runway. And at this point, he's, you know, not an elite quarterback anymore. He wanted to be paid like one, and the Patriots didn't want to do it.
Go ahead, Steve.
Greeny, first of all, let me take a moment on your show, Get Up, to applaud Max Kellerman, because he's been consistent with his position, although he tends to try and hide what he says from time to time. Max Kellerman thought that Brady was on a cliff before he went to 3 consecutive Super Bowls. And then it was 2 consecutive Super Bowls. And then it was the last Super Bowl. That's when Max was talking about.
No, actually,
this decline, this precipitous. That's no actual.
Where,
there's tape on it. Don't even try
cliff.
It.
Exactly one
that's
year
exactly
late.
What
I
happened.
Said he could win.
You could try
See,
to make it up
I
all
said
you
he
want
could
to
win
with
a
your
Super
metrics
Bowl
and all of this other
fallen
stuff.
Off the cliff
You've
the
been
way
wrong
Peyton Manning
for years
did.
About Tom Brady. period. You ain't getting away with that. No, not no. even on Get
Peyton
Up.
Manning won a Super Bowl as a
the
shell of himself.
Northeast
he wrote a defense
knows
to do
about
it.
That.
And Tom Brady did the same thing at the end
about
of the Rams.
That.
Stephen A., let me ask you a question.
The cliff, the cliff.
We know what Max thinks. Do you believe that in the right situation, because he will have his choice of some number of teams, that Tom Brady could win the Super Bowl next year at the age of 43?
Yes, I do. I think if you gave him the requisite weapons, obviously so. I think that last year he was bereft of weapons. And I think ultimately that elevated the level of frustration. Who the hell is N'Keal Harry and Lacoste and these guys? I'm not saying they don't have potential. I'm not saying that they don't have promise. But obviously Antonio Brown doesn't work out. Josh Gordon doesn't work. Tom Brady didn't have much to work with. This precipitous decline, I'm not saying that there wasn't a decline at all last year, but I think it has something
elite
to do
defense.
With who you're throwing the football to. I've never seen a quarterback that was successful throwing it to himself.
An elite defense, the greatest coach of all time, 12 wins. As soon as they didn't have a bye in the first round, they're knocked out. Like Miami and Buffalo, and these Buffalo especially, ticked up. So they didn't have a bye in the first round, couldn't win the last game against Miami, got knocked out in the first round. Don't blame the weapons. Of course, with the requisite weapons, he could win.
Rhetorical
if it's
question.
Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Saquon Barkley, and, you know, Ezekiel Elliott, I'm sure he could win.
But those guys aren't all on one team. Is there one team he could go to?
Well, they've had quarterbacks. What did they win? They've had quarterbacks. What did they win? Does Julio Jones have a Super Bowl championship? Does DeAndre Hopkins have a Super Bowl championship?
Yeah, if they were all
who has
on the
a
same
Super Bowl
team.
Championship?
Right. If they were all on the same team, Tom Brady could maybe actually.
Tom Brady
he'd
never
still
had all those guys on the
Mahomes
same team and still won just six Super Bowls.
He threw a pick
he
to end
he never had
the
it and still
AFC
won six Super Bowls.
Came in against Mahomes 2 years ago.
I think you are all getting.
And by the way, we know Bill Belichick is great. We got to give Bill Belichick credit where it's due. But his greatness was achieved while Tom Brady was his quarterback. Let's find out what he does without Tom Brady.
Let me pause you both here. Let me pause you both here. I think everyone can get a sense of what it's going to be like in about 4 minutes. In fact, exactly 4 minutes. When these two start First Take across the hall, I will join you there. Max, thank you. Stephen A., stay tuned for him and the gang as they will start First Take. And obviously, tons and tons of coverage of the huge news today. Laura, Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots.
Yes, and every time we say it, it still seems a little bit surprising, despite the fact that we kind of saw it coming. You can see this here. The most seasons with one team and Tom Brady. 20 seasons with the Patriots, but now it is time for a new chapter. I believe we still have Dan Orlovsky and Marcus Spears with us here. And guys, I'll just ask you the same question that Greeny just asked to Stephen A. Can Tom Brady, let's start with you, Swagoo, win a Super Bowl at the age of 43 with now this new team that we're waiting to find out who he will join?
Absolutely. He can win a Super Bowl. The way the construct of the NFL now gives Tom Brady and Drew Brees and guys older in age that may be declining physically, it's still a great opportunity to win games because a lot of it is cerebral and a lot of it is a part of what they've been doing their entire career, getting the ball out of their hands to playmakers. So absolutely. And like you have to have talent to win Super Bowls in the NFL. So Tom Brady trying to match himself with an organization, with a team, with guys that will surround him that can compensate for the things that he lacks due to him being an older quarterback. He's still really relevant, still can play at a high level. And I expect Tom Brady to play at a very high level, surrounded by guys that can make plays all the way around him. And I expect that to be the Los Angeles Chargers.
Orlovsky, we know you think he can, and we know that you have been campaigning for him to go to Tampa. So let me take the flip side of this. For the first time in a generation, the Patriots need a quarterback. Is there someone available right now you could see Bill Belichick getting whether he could still win the AFC East this year? Dan's shot may be frozen, or maybe he doesn't hear me. I'm not sure. Again, we're working on unusual circumstances here, and Dan is in his home, so perhaps he couldn't hear me. Swagoo, if you can still hear me, I'll ask that question to you. Is there a quarterback that's available right now that Belichick could sign where he could win the division this year?
Gee, the only guy I can think of is Philip Rivers, to be honest with you, man. And I know Philip is being tied to the Indianapolis Colts, but you would think his maturation process, the ability for Phillip Rivers to go couple up with Bill Belichick, that may be a play that they try to make. Outside of that, you know, you have the usual suspects. I don't know if Jameis Winston can win the AFC. He's turning the football over like he has a propensity to do. Maybe Andy Dalton comes in and gets them into the playoffs. But for me, if I was to identify one guy out there, it would probably be Phillip Rivers, possibly Teddy Bridgewater going 5-0 with the Saints while Drew Brees was out with the system construct. But we've talked about New England being devoid of talent offensively. What quarterback can overcompensate for what they'll lack if they don't have a good run here in free agency with guys stepping up outside of the quarterback spot? It's a very difficult climate right now for New England without Tom Brady.
All right, it is a new day in the National Football League, no question. Swagoo and Dan, thank you. Laura, excellent work today as we sort of held this thing together amidst the extraordinary breaking news. I guess the first thing that we said was, it's not a surprise, but it's still a shock.
It is.
Tom Brady will finish his career with another team, and that will start this coming season. And the coverage will continue next year on ESPN. First Take starts right now.